the Word of God says that the Lord looks upon the heart. And in these days, we have no time to waste. We all want authentic, real, supernatural encounters with the living God, our Creator, our Maker, who orders our steps. And even before the foundation of the world, all the days of our life were written in His book. I want to share about the first time that I was slain in the Spirit. I don't like hypocrisy, neither do you. I wanted the real thing. I didn't want any man pushing me over, manipulating me, or faking me into some emotion that wasn't real. I wanted the real thing, a real encounter. This was back in the early 90s. We were in a church, and we had a guest speaker in town, a well-known evangelist who was known for waving his Bible and people falling or getting slain in the Spirit, overcome by the presence of the Lord, His holy breath, His ruach, to put them on their back or on the floor, overcome with His presence. And I wanted that so bad. And me and a friend of mine were catchers to catch people as they were falling in the Spirit. And this guest speaker, powerful preacher of the Word, was known for waving his Bible and people getting slain in the Spirit. And so we saw him go from the rear of the sanctuary to, as he walked across the front of the sanctuary, to another aisle. We went around the back to go to the next row to catch him. And believe it or not, it was like a row of the people like being bowling pins at a bowling alley. And he came around the corner and he held up his Bible to make an emphasis on the Word of God, not to make people fall down, but emphasizing what the Bible says as the living Word. And he raised his hand and he turned the corner. And we were at the back of the row, a good 75, maybe 100 feet away from him. And everyone in that aisle was blown over by the wind or the breath of the Holy Spirit. And I'm a big guy, and I did a backward somersault. And fortunately or unfortunately for my wife who was sitting there, I kicked her in the head, and I was laughing on the floor yelling, "I believe, I believe." And I knew then that it was very real, because no man touched me. The speaker was far, far away at the front of the aisle, and I was near the back of that aisle. And I was on the floor in a fetal position going, I believe, for I knew that it was real. I pray that you encounter the living God, the seven spirits of God, and all His beauty and His holiness in such a way that you will know and you will be changed forever from that point on. So be blessed as you hunger for the Lord, for it is your hunger that invites His presence. Be blessed today and every day.